Xingteng Yao, A Mathematical Life. A Legend in Mathematics. Throughout history, mathematics has drawn countless people to explore the mysteries of numbers, logic, and geometry. Among them is an outstanding Chinese mathematician. His is a life filled with achievements. At just 25 years old, he became a professor at Stanford University. 2 years later, aged 27, he solved a mathematical problem that many other mathematicians had tried and failed to work out. When he was 30, he became a professor at Princeton University. A few years later, he became the first Chinese person to receive the Fields Medal, the Nobel Prize of Mathematics. Another Fields Medal winner described him as the most influential mathematician in nearly a quarter of a century. Aged 38, he went on to become a professor at Harvard University. After 35 years at Harvard, this incredible mathematician returned to China. There, he took the post of chair professor at Tsinghua University and worked tirelessly to help build China into a mathematical powerhouse. He is Xingteng Yao, a legend in the mathematical world. Lessons from parents. Xingteng Yao was born in 1949 in Shantou, Guangdong Province. Later that same year, his family moved to Hong Kong. Although they were not rich, Yao's family valued education. Back in the mainland of China, Yao's father had studied economics, politics, literature, and history. In Hong Kong, he focused on teaching philosophy. His students often visited the family house. Young Yao often listened to his father and students discussing philosophical questions. Yao later said that his ability to understand mathematics might have begun with these discussions. Philosophy and mathematics have the same origin: logical thinking. Many ancient Greek philosophers were also mathematicians. When Yao's father talked about these philosophers, he also described their mathematical achievements. Thus, Xingteng Yao began to see mathematics as an important subject. About his father, Yao said, "In terms of education rather than wealth, my father was successful. He was a respected scholar who wrote books and gave his views on theories. To this day, my father remains my role model in every way." Yao's mother was a traditional Chinese woman, gentle yet strong-willed. She showed Yao how to face life's challenges. She also taught him the importance of focus and determination to solve problems. When Yao was only 14 years old, his father died. It was a very difficult time for the family. Some relatives suggested that Yao and his siblings should leave school. Instead, they should work on the farm and raise ducks. Yao's mother, however, believed that knowledge was more important than money. She worked hard and raised enough money to allow her children to continue their education. As Yao recalled, even during the most difficult years, she still encouraged me to study hard. The Road to Mathematics. Yao's real interest in mathematics began in secondary school. He had a good maths teacher who explained complex ideas in a simple way. Yao was fascinated when his class studied Euclidean geometry. He was amazed that just five basic geometric statements could prove so many mathematical rules. In 1966, Yao was accepted into the Department of Mathematics at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. He was only 17 years old, but he quickly showed his talent for the subject. He finished his undergraduate course in just 3 years. Thanks to strong recommendations from his university professor, Yao was admitted into the University of California, Berkeley, one of the world's top centers for mathematics. There he began his further studies. Yao studied hard while at Berkeley and was always looking for new things to learn. As well as his own courses, he attended extra classes and lectures in other mathematical subjects. A life of learning. Mathematics filled most of Yao's days at Berkeley. He rose early for a simple breakfast, then walked to university to join the 8 o'clock discussion group. His lunch was a sandwich which he ate at the back of the classroom. Every day was spent in discussion groups, lectures, or in the library. In the summer of 1970, Yao met his academic hero, Xingxian Chen, a world-renowned mathematician and expert in geometry. Yao had always wanted to have Chen as his professor at Berkeley. Professor Chen gave Yao much freedom in his studies and allowed him to focus on his favorite research topics. He also let Yao use the typewriter in his office and gave Yao the latest research papers to read. Under Professor Chen's guidance, Yao finished his doctoral studies in just 2 years. It was also during this time that Yao further developed his love for geometry. He went on to use this branch of mathematics to explore the mysteries of the universe. A tricky problem. Back in 1954, the Italian mathematician Calabi developed a mathematical theory. But there was one problem. Calabi couldn't prove that his theory was true. The theory became known as the Calabi conjecture. And for years, many mathematicians tried to solve it. During his doctoral studies at Berkeley, Yao became very interested in the Calabi conjecture. He just couldn't believe that such a simple and perfect theory existed. So at first, he tried to prove it wrong. After 3 years of trying, he thought he had found the proof he needed. He presented his work at the world's leading geometry conference. However, a few months later, a letter from Calabi himself pointed out the mistakes in Yao's work. Yao was very embarrassed and looked at his calculations again. For 2 weeks, he barely slept as he tried to prove the Calabi conjecture wrong. Finally, he faced up to the mistakes in his work and completely changed direction. This time, he focused on proving the conjecture correct. That decision led to 3 more years of hard work. In 1976, Yao finally proved that the Calabi conjecture was correct. The world of mathematics was amazed, as Yao was just 27 years old at the time. His work later became known as the Calabi-Yau space. It was an important development in the world of algebraic geometry and number theory. To this day, the Calabi-Yau space continues to influence work in mathematics and physics. In 1982, Yau was awarded the Fields Medal, the Nobel Prize of Mathematics. He received this prize for his important work in the field of geometry. During his long career, Yao would receive many top awards for mathematics. Yao was also one of the creators of a new branch of mathematics known as geometric analysis. Mathematicians from all over the world have used geometric analysis in their work, some of them being awarded Fields Medals. Yao's achievements in mathematics led to worldwide recognition. The New York Times described Yao as the Emperor of Maths. Returning home. Despite his success overseas, Yao never forgot about his homeland. In 1979, the 30-year-old Yao travelled back to the mainland of China for the first time. In an interview, Yao said, "Ever since that first return trip, I have wanted to improve mathematical research in China." Yao's efforts to advance mathematics in China began in the 1980s. He worked closely with Chinese students who were studying for their doctoral degrees in the United States. He also returned to China to give lectures and share the latest research findings with Chinese scholars. In 1998, he founded the International Congress of Chinese Mathematicians. Yao worked with Chinese universities to set up mathematical research centers across the country. He also created university and high school contests in mathematics. These contests have inspired a love of mathematics in students all over China. In 2022, Yao returned to China to work full-time at Tsinghua University. He believes that China needs to become a world leader in the study of mathematics. After all, an understanding of mathematics is the starting point for many other important areas of research. The eternal truth. Yao once said that mathematicians do not want gold or power, because these things eventually turn to ashes. He said that mathematicians are instead more interested in eternal truth. They love theories and equations because they are nature's way of expressing itself. These theories and equations are more valuable than any riches and are more beautiful than poetry. They can make a country wealthier and its military stronger. Mathematics is the basis of applied sciences, and thus the framework of modern society. There have been many great developments in mathematics as a result of Yao's work. His journey was often full of challenges, but he showed that someone who works hard can follow their dreams and achieve great things. Yao's hope is for China to become a world leader in the field of mathematics and to nurture mathematicians who will make great contributions to the progress of humanity. Word bank. Academic. Algebraic. Amazed. Calculation. Complex. Conference. Contribution. Embarrassed. Eternal. Fields medal. Geometric. Geometry. Legend. Mathematical. Mathematician. Origin. Philosophical. Philosophy. Theory.